Going to sing page number 358 this morning. Won't it be wonderful there? Amen.
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there?
Glory to God.
And won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear over there, joyously singing with harp bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful, wonderful there?
Walking
and talking with Christ the Supernal One, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless Eternal One, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear over there, joyously singing with harp bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful, wonderful there?
There
where the tempest will never be sweeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear over there, oh, joyously singing with harp bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Wonderful there. Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with harp bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful, wonderful there?
Amen. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. It's good to see each and every one of you. I want to ask Jeremiah Parker, pastor of Welcome Baptist Church, come and lead us in prayer. It's no telling what the Lord's going to do here today. I feel good in my soul. Prayer ground was wonderful. It's going to be wonderful in here. And you just open up your heart and let's worship together. Brother Jeremiah.
Love you, brother.
Love you. Father, we do thank you for today. Lord, I thank you for the news that Brother Steve mentioned here. Lord. Lord, those babies made in your image. Lord, we read through scripture where it's you that opens up the womb. It's you that causes conception. Lord, it's you that makes those babies, that forms them. And Lord, I praise you for the opportunity of life for these little babies. Lord, how many have perished? How many have we seen in our own communities and cities? Lord, why many times we set back. Father, I praise you so much for that decision that's been made. Lord, I'm so grateful that you turn the hearts of man wherever you see fit. Father, I'm so grateful you rule and you reign. Lord, you are in complete control and authority over all things. You've created all and you are God alone. There's none besides you. Lord, I pray today that we would meet in lowliness of mind. Lord, that we would esteem others better than ourselves. Father, that we would do nothing, sing, any preaching, any worship would be done through strife or vainglory. God, I pray that you would be highly exalted today. Lord, that we would humble ourselves before you. Father, I thank you for the truths that we have heard this week. Lord, I look forward to what we will hear today. I pray that you would be with your men, help them to preach. Lord, I pray that you would ground your people further in the truths of Scripture. You would give us wisdom and understanding. Lord, you'd give us discernment. And Father, I pray that you would help us to march forward in the day and age in which we live. Thank you for the camp meeting. Be with Brother Steve. Be with Brother Jamie as they continue to moderate. Lord, your will be done in all things. We praise you and thank you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Appreciate the prayer this morning.